Okay, so we are up to Sif Yud, I believe, in the beginning of Hilchos Mezuzah. Yes, so page Rish Samach Beis in the Beis Yosef. So this is the issue of Beis Medrash, but this issue of Beis Medrash actually leads to a something I never came across. Well, I'll show you. A major breakthrough for me in Hilchos Mezuzah, as we'll see, coming out of this sugya of Beis Medrash, not directly but indirectly from the sugya. There is a sugya in Gemara Menachos where it talks about the Beis Medrash. The Gemara says a Perek HaKometz, look in the Beis Yosef here. Perek HaKometz Garsinan, I he pischa da hava ayil be Rebbe lebe midrasha lo hava le mezuzah. That the doorway which Rebbe used to get to the Beis Medrash didn't have a mezuzah on it. So, implying that a Beis Medrash doesn't require a mezuzah. So the Gemara asks, "Ain't he really v'haha hu pischa d'hava ayel be Rav Huna lebe midrasha v'havi le mezuzah?" Right, but there was a doorway that Rav Huna used to get to the Beis Medrash, and that one had a mezuzah. So Gemara, so what's the halach here? Does it need or does it not need? Hahu ragil hava. So that the Gemara answer is that hahu ragil, that was the one he was used to going on. V'amar Rav Yehuda, amar Rav b'mezuzah halach achar haragil. Now, when it comes to Hilchos Mezuzah, we follow the Ragil, which sounds at first glance like you only put one mezuzah on the one door that you use the most often, right? That's what it sounds like here. So that's rejected. There's other Gemaras that indicate that that is not the case, and you got to somehow reconcile those Gemaras. But we do not assume that way. You got to figure something else out for what the term haragil means. So v'chasav harash. So lishna de pischa da hava ayil beile medirasha mashba da hainu pesach habayis shehaya yotzim menu lichanis lebeis medrash. So the Rush says this isn't just talking about the door that he used to get into the Beis Medrash. Apparently he had a door that led directly from his house into the Beis Medrash. V'chein had the ka'amar pischa da hava nafik bay Rebbe lemebidrasha. And also when it talks about the door that Rebbe would go to the Beis Medrash, shehaya yotze min habayis da leches lebeis medrash. About Pesach Beis Medrash Atzmo Lo Boi Mezuzah. So the Rush says it's only talking, this whole sugya is only when there is a door leading directly from the house to the Beis Medrash. The Beis Medrash was attached to the door, to the person's house. But if it's just a, but if it's a separate Beis Medrash, then everybody agrees that it would not require a mezuzah. The parakama du yoma, however, pligu beit tanayu v'brachus mashad locha k'man de pater gabi abayi v'rav havu azli kimati lepischa devei kanishta. So it points out there's a sugya both in Maseches Yuma as well in Brachos that indicate that it does not, because it talks about abayi and rav that they were at the doorway to the shul, and the Gemara indicates that there's no mezuzah there. I mean, the Gemara says that they're only by a doorway, and there wasn't, and by the mezuzah, he said there was a mezuzah. No, there wasn't a mezuzah, just the place where the mezuzah would be, meaning the doorpost. Okay, so that seems to indicate that the Beis Medrash would not have. Uvi Yerushalmi, however, Perek Basar de Megillah, Mashma de Bemidrasha de Rav Chanina, Hayale mezuzah. Now, in Yerushalmi, it sounds like he had. V'chein bis midrasho shel maharam. Now, this is interesting. The Beis Yosef all of a sudden shoots forward about 1,000 years, right? He's talking about a Yerushalmi, talking about a Bavli, and all of a sudden, oh, and by the way, the Maharam's Beis Medrash, that had mezuzahs. But the reason why is important. Hayaloba mezuzah, v'omer, and he said, k'sheya yashan shnas hatzarayim b'beis midrasho, haisa ruach ra mibaso, ad shetikin mezuzah b'pesach. That the Gemara, that it describes in the Maram's Beis Medrash, so this appears not just, the Maram is encoded by the Rush, this is where it's quoted here, as well as by the Mordechai, as well as I believe the Ghost Maimini, they all quote the Maharam, and remember the Maram also is prominent for having for having 24 rooms in his house also, all of which having a mezuzah, which we'll get to, we'll get to at the end also, a little bit more about the Maharam. So, anyway, so he used to, he apparently would fall asleep in the afternoon in the Beis Medrash. There must have been some climate talks, speeches going on.
I would have fallen asleep on that speech also. That was bad stuff.
So he would fall asleep in the afternoon, and apparently he was visited by the Mazikin. He was visited by the demons, and that made him nervous. But once he put a mezuzah up on the door, so apparently the demons stopped bugging him. Okay, so that's the story of the Maram. And the Beis Yosef seems to be indicating here that that even though the Gemara, Bavli at least, indicates not to, Yerushalmi indicates to have a mezuzah on the Beis Medrash. And then there's the story of the Maharam that also seems to indicate that one should have a mezuzah on the Beis Medrash. So, yeah, so, and that's the way, I won't go through the whole next paragraph, but if you look towards the end of the next paragraph, it says, Umash b'din beis medrash, shavu din beis knesses. That it sounds like it should be, that the beis medrash din is the same as the beis knesses. However, the Mordechai says, no, a beis medrash is chayv mezuzah, but a beis knesses is pater, k'demash b'brachos v'im yesh bo dira l'chazen chayv. But if the shul has a dira for the chazen, which we talked about already, so then in that case it would be chayv. Okay, so the Mordechai is the one who jumps in and says that you should have, and then Beis Yosef concludes, well, inyan halacha afa pisha Rambam Tosfos or Rush maskim ledas achas, even though you have the Rambam, Tosfos, and Rush all on one side in saying that a Beis Medrash should not have a mezuzah, nachod lehatzrich mezuzah lebeis medrash, you should put a mezuzah on the Beis Medrash, like the Yerushalmi and the Mike Maram, ki yirei elukim yotzes kulam, because somebody who is a yirei shemayim, he tries to be yotze all of the shitos. And he adds in, and this is a little, is it, v'chol shekein b'davar she'im b'chi sarot kis, and certainly with the mezuzah, because it's not so expensive. Harbe, aval lo yivarech al kviyusa, but you should not make a bracha when you put it on. Okay, so that is, so it's interesting, right? Beis Yosef seems to be breaking two rules here, right? The first rule is that, you know, the Beis Yosef, paskins like the Rambam, Rush, Riff, two out of three wins. And here you have the Rambam and the Rush, and I guess the Riff isn't explicit one way or the other, but you have the Rambam and the Rush, that should clinch it to say that it does not require a mezuzah. That's one rule that he seems to be breaking. And the other rule that he's breaking is that generally the Beis Yosef doesn't talk in this way of, oh, you know, try to be yotze all the shitos, right? That's a mishabura thing. That's not a, that, to go back to the time of the Beis Yosef himself and say that. So that is a interesting, that's an interesting phenomenon. But yet, nevertheless, that's the way he holds. While we're here, please take a look at the Darkei Moshe on the bottom. It's a very important Darkei Moshe is very important for who he quotes. It says, Kasava Mordechai Sham b'shem Maram. He says, Muftach anisha kol bayis shemetukan b'mezuzah behilchasa ein shum mazik yochel lishlepo. The Mordechai also says over there in the name of the Maram, right, that I believe that any house that has all of its mezuzahs set up, a mazik is not going to have any roll over there. Uvai shalanu yishbo karov le'esim v'arba mezuzos, and in our house, I have 24 mezuzos, and the Beis Medrash, ul beis achoref, ul pesach habayis v'chol ha'psachma, on all the doors, including the Beis Medrash and the Beis choref, I don't know what that is, the winter room, I'm not sure, but ul petach habayis, all the doors, they all have a mezuzah on it. That's what the Maharam says. It is interesting, actually, during the at some point over the last, I guess, it was the previous summer. So my in-laws wanted to have their mezuzahs checked, and I wasn't around. I wasn't going to be coming. So they called. There's a local sofer in Teaneck that they called to come, and he went around. Whatever, he took the mezuzahs checked. Whatever he checked, and that. But then he also commented. He said, "Hey, wait a second. You have that garage, right? My in-laws, their house. They have a driveway. And at the end of the driveway is what looks like a garage, but that door doesn't open. There's a wall behind it, and that leads into their den, right? No, I don't know if the township knows this yet, so let's just keep this between us. So it's only been that way for about 45 years. But I ended up speaking with this sofer who came, who said that, you know, there's one of the cherims of, not cherims, but one of the things in the, from Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi, from the Sefer HaChassidim, is that, if you seal up a window, so you need to leave a hole in order for the mazikim to get in and out, because otherwise the mazikim are going to get kind of annoyed that you blocked off their entrance into or out of the house that they used to go. That's what it says in Sefer Chassidim. So he said to me, he said, you know, I've seen this before. They should you know, create some kind of hole for them to get in and out. I was like, yeah, I don't think that's a thing that's happening anytime soon. it's interesting that the Maharam here says, he says, no, that just having mezuzahs in all the right places should be enough to keep the mezikin out. So I should have quoted him that Maharam and said, no, as long as the mezuzahs are in the right place, so that should suffice. But then the Darkei Moshe goes on and quotes this famous Maharil. This Maharil is is sort of what lays the basis for most of the questions that come up. So, Kosev Ma'aril B'tshuva, see, Al Sheshalo Oso Imechsi Kiyura, that he was asked by somebody, and this Ma'aril is written out in full in the back of the Chovas Adar. In the back of the Sefer Chovas Adar, it just prints this Ma'aril, because this is sort of the basis for most of the shilas that come up. So he was asked if it's like Yuhara, right? What's Yuhara? Like haughtiness, right? When a person is trying to be extra frum, and like kind of showing off a little bit. So somebody asked the Ma'aril, hey, is it considered yuara mandemar b'mezuzos b'veso? If somebody puts up mezuzos all over their house, kivishni spashit haminug, because apparently the minug is the rova olam somchem amezuzah achas bePesach b'tehem. Right, most people only put a mezuzah at the doorway to their house. So I guess the halacha is to put a mezuzah on every door, or assuming that. And I'm not sure what the premise of the questioner was. But would putting up a mezuzah on every doorway in the house or on every room, would that be a problem of yuhara? Would that be a problem of haughtiness? To which my real response, v'heishim mi'itein v'ayazel levavim l'hasir ha'michshol hazeh sh'ovrim ad do'oraisa v'durabanan. He says, no, we got to remove the barriers from that people are violating do'oraisas and durabanans, right? V'lo no d'me'in ha'regalim sh'mematin ha'mezuzah. This goes on to the next page in the Darkei Moshe. He says, I don't know where this started, that the whole world seems to minimize the amount of mezuzahs, kol kach b'medina salo, in these countries. Ulai, he says, maybe, ho'el v'chol bayis ein bo el ha'bal ha'bayis echav, maybe there's only one real owner to the house. V'lo darim b'shar chadar, he doesn't live in the other houses, rooms. V'somchem b'veis achoref, akishin hanashim, and he, in the beis achoref, I guess the main room, it's a room where they, kishut hanashim, where the women also do their, get dressed up, not dressed up, makeup and stuff. The tinuf hayaladim, and there's waste from the children. Ubechedrei mishkevos, and the rooms where people sleep. Somchin amaram the sever the makum sheish viishter yishenim pater. Uvematrefos somchin aram uvematrefos uvematrefos. They rely on the Rambam. I'm not sure what matrefos might mean. I think it might mean archways.
Is an external room, isn't it? Matref is like a porch.
Uh-huh.
Or a closed porch, maybe.
Okay, so he rely on the Rambam that he exempts those. V'chatzeros shelanu achori habatim chashivu luhu muksa. He says, in our chatzeros, they're considered to be muksa. Muksa is a term we had in Daf Yomi in the last couple, I think in the end of Beitza, right? That a muksa is like an alleyway in the back, not really a chatzer is more where people like do work and do their stuff. A muksa is like where people just throw things. So the chashiv le hatalmud perak beis erivin lo hukaf ledira v'chol hataimim ha'elu lav de samchanin hu elakulu chayvin mishum yura leisa. He says, and all of these reasons are not really things to rely on, but really they all need mezuzahs. And you don't have to worry about yuhara. V'chein kasev ma'aram de ein yuhara mishinosin matanos kahuna af bishem minag shalolitein. He says, there's another minag that, or another mitzvah that people don't keep, and that is the mitzvah of matnos kahuna. That's still, and it's still a question adiyom hazeh, why we don't give matnos kahuna. There are, not matnos kahuna in terms of truma, but there are matanos kahuna that are supposed to come from an animal. The cheekbone and the breast and the, well, I forget the, there's a third one. That's supposed to go directly to a Kohen. What?
The shoulder,
okay. And they're, and it's not about Kedusha, it's not about Tumah Vitara, it's nothing to do with that. It's just a matana that goes to the Kohen. And nobody really has a good answer as to why, and it's not even a mitzvah hatulya ba'aretz, it's a mitzvah everywhere. So no one's really sure why people don't give this to Kohanim. One of my brother-in-law, Danny Kaplan, who's here, Yontif, who's the Kohen, his idea was to start a bed and breakfast upstate where he would get all of this meat that the shacht houses are supposed to be giving to the Kohanim. So he'd say, send it all to me, and he would get the cheap meat and be able to run a bed and breakfast on all of the matnos kahuna meat. But anyways,
No.
And he had a sefer also that I had it for a little bit about trying to explain it. He said, I don't think anybody has a great answer as to why it's not observed, but it's not observed. So some kohanim, there are like kohanim WhatsApp groups where like this is a hot topic, but you know. More exciting than the Levy chat groups, right, Joel?
Something.
There they just talk about what songs to sing, but the Kohanim aren't arguing about what meat they're supposed to get. Anyway, so he says there's no din of yuhara if it's a mitzvah to do, right? V'lachein tov likvoa mezuzos kol achadarim. He says, and therefore you should put mezuzos on all the rooms. V'lachein noagim b'shar arzos, and that's what you do everybody else. V'ashmi shikai mitzvah zukatikna, and praise be a person who does this mitzvah as it's supposed to be done. So this is the famous Ma'aril. Apparently the minhag became at some point in Germany, France, etc., that they only put one mezuzah on the house, and the Ma'aril brought it back by saying, nope, it's supposed to have a mezuzah on every doorway into every room, and there's no reason why it shouldn't be. I think if people only had to have one mezuzah in their whole house, I think they would have much nicer mezuzahs. But whatever. This is the important Ma'aril that sort of sets the stage for the rest of Hilchos Mezuzah. But anyways. Yeah.
The Ma'aril is an apologist for this, but do we have any sense of when this started happening?
I don't think he's really he doesn't really defend the practice by saying, oh yeah, that's the right thing to do. He
explains why they did it.
Yeah, right. He suggests why that started to be the minhag. Right. When do we know before that? I don't know. It's hard. How do people live? The time of the Gemara, there might have only been one room that they were living in. Right. There might have only been one doorway. So I don't know if there's a way of tracing back beyond this, but the halacha svarim all point to this Ma'aril as like the beginning of the modern era of mezuzah. Yeah. Sheldon, are you?
Right back in. So we started off by talking about a base medrash.
Yes.
Why would you think that you would need a mezuzah on a base medrash anyway?
Okay, so the reason, the first question is why would you, probably the better place to start with why would you not? So you would not because it's compared to a shul. Okay, now go to the shul. So why does a shul not have a mezuzah? So there's two answers that are brought up. One is that it's a makom, it's a makom ein aroy ledira, that you're not really allowed to sleep there. And then the second answer is because it's not a privately owned space. It's a space that's owned in partnership, which raises a whole bunch of questions as to all these Jewish institutions, what their chiyuv in mezuzah is, right? Like the Federation building, the JFCS building, the JCC. What exactly are those chiyuvim? But both of them certainly apply to a shul, and in theory both of them should apply to a base medrash as well. However, but the midrashim and the way that it's recorded in the Rambam is like a base medrash where people learn yom v'layla, where people learn during the entire day and night. So it becomes makom nadira, either because by dint of the fact that you're there all day, that's considered a makom nadira, or by dint of the fact that people do other things there. So I first learned this halacha when I was 13 years old, and we went to Israel for the first time, and we got that Teres Kohanim tour. Ateret Kohanim tour of in the old city, and I remember we actually visited Yeshiva Ateret Kohanim in the Muslim or what they called the old Jewish quarter. I want to make sure we're right. And I remember certain things just stick in your head. I remember the tour guy saying, just notice it's like 1:30 in the afternoon, and the yeshiva is during their break, and most of the guys don't leave. So if they're going to take a nap, they got to take a nap in the base medrash. That's the only place to do it. So don't be concerned if you see people sleeping on the tables. And we went up there, and kachava, there are like people, with their head down on the tables, as is the way to do it in Eretz Yisrael when you have a break in the afternoon. So that Bistama, that's what the Ma'aram himself was talking about, right? The Ma'aram said that I used to take it. I was in the base medrash all day, and then when I took naps, the mazikin used to come and bug me. So what does it mean the mazikin used to come and bug you? Maybe because you were taking a nap, it became a makom nadira. It became a place where you were sleeping or you were doing other things besides just dvarim shebekdusha. And once that's the case, then maybe that's when your chiyuv of mezuzah starts. I remember when I was learning Hilchos Mezuzah in Moresh HaKol, that was the first time I went through it. I remember asking Rabbi Willig about the story of the Maharam and if that was really the Svara, and I remember him just saying, I don't know, the Maharam, that story of the Maharam, heebie-jeebies. And that was it. Like, he wouldn't, like, talk about it anymore. But the minhag is to put a mezuzah, look, the minhag is to put a mezuzah on shuls as well, at this day and age. But the lalacha, we put mezuzahs on base medrash, and, they put mezuzahs on the base medrash, and what's it called, but as the Beis Yosef concludes, we don't make a bracha on it. Okay, so
I have the impression that my Rav was talking about his house. One of the rooms there was a Beis Medrash.
Okay, so hold on. So first of all, that makes it a little different because it's not a communal owned space. It's now his own personal
house,
space.
It's just any worse
yeah.
Than your kitchen.
So the Gemara, right? So the Gemara itself was talking. Right. The Bavli itself gave the answer of the place that where Rav Huna would walk from his house into the Beis Medrash. Right, so that seems to be the beginning, the starting point of the Gemara. The Maharam may or may not be talking about that, specifically in his house or not. The Maharam, where did it say there was this?
The end of the first Beis Yosef.
Right, but did it say there that it's his house? It doesn't say there was his house. What about over here?
Okay, maybe not.
No, but the Darkei Moshe did quote it that way, that he quotes the Maharam there as saying that he has 24 rooms and 24 mezuzos, lebeis medrash, ulebeis achoreif, ulepetach habayis, v'chol hapsachim.
So just another room. That's what it sounds like.
Okay, so that's the story of Maram. What about a standalone Beis Medrash? So I think there is that Yerushalmi as well that seems to, although maybe that was also connected to Rabbi Hanina's house. Yeah, I'm not sure. All right, it seems like we extended to the regular dinim of Bat Midrash based on what we just said. But the issue about the door from the house to the Beis Medrash, so hold that thought. Let's see what it says in Shulchan Aruch. Where is my Shulchan Aruch? It's still over there. So the Beis Medrash says here in Sif Yud, right? Beis Medrash Pater Mei Mezuzah. That sounds like Meikar Adin. V'Meishvo Pesach Sherogu Latzis Bo Leveso Chayev B'Mezuzah Ba'Oso Pesach. If you have a doorway where you regularly go from it to your house, it's Chayev B'Mezuzah in that doorway. V'Yesh Omrim Shebeis Medrash Chayev B'Mezuzah sounds like anyways. Right, so that's the Shulchan Aruch Sirik clearly seems to be saying, a Beis Medrash, even without the door to your house, you would be chayiv, at least according to the Yesh Omrim. V'nachon lachshush l'divrayim aval lo yivarach elan. You should be choshish for that idea, but you don't make a bracha on it. Okay? So the Beis Medrash is accounting for both. Certainly if it's this doorway from your room to, from your house to the Beis Medrash, and then beyond that, even if it's a standalone Beis Medrash, that's where he's saying, oh, you might as well be machmir on that din. You could probably make money off of somebody donating it anyways. So adds the shach, v'yesh omrim, v'lo dami l'beis haknesses. It's not like the shul earlier, the Enul Chayv Muri said it's not Chayv Mezuzah, elim king yesh bo beis dira, the beis hamedrish kevin shetalmidim yoshvim bo mi'aboker v'yad erev, doma l'dira. Right? So that's what the shach says. Because people are there from beginning to end, not mentioning anything about going to sleep, just that they're there all day, that's already considered to be their dira. But don't make a bracha on it, And the Shach here adds in, and this is just important klal in general, it's interesting that this is where it's stuck in, but that the Bach adds in, that it's correct that when you put a mezuzah on the front door of your house, you should make a bracha then, and your dash should be on all these other mezuzahs. Meaning, you know, if you have a mezuzah you have to put up and you don't make a bracha for whatever reason on that mezuzah, there's plenty of reasons why you wouldn't be making a bracha on putting up a mezuzah, so you should try to combine it with a mezuzah that you would make a bracha on. So you make a bracha on that one mezuzah, and then that carries on for the rest of the, for the rest of the spaces. Okay.
You changed the nusach of the bracha? You're doing many?
No, the bracha is always l'kfoa mezuzah. Yeah. So the dishes itself is a machlokas about the whether you. I think al tevilas kelim is the nusach. I think there's a question whether you should switch it if it's only one. And I think I think the derech hapsak should be that you don't change it. But I think the minug is to change it. Because in every mikvah, they have the bracha on the wall, and it says, on one kli, some say to do this bracha instead, right? So most people see that and say, oh, I only have one kli, so I'm going to do the bracha instead. I think that's the sociological development of the Tevilas Kelim bracha. Okay, but the question, however, here is that the Beis Yosef, the Shulchan Aruch here, sort of pulled a bit of a fast one, because in the Gemara, what's the language of the Gemara when we saw from the Beis Yosef? The Beis Yosef was that they had a door to the Beis Medrash in Rav's, where was it, in Rav Huna's Beis Medrash, because from the door where Rav Huna would go to the Beis Medrash. Right, that's the way it's written out in the Gemara, implying, right? But it's not just a question of whether a mezuzah goes on that door; it's also a question of which side of the door does it go on, right? What is being mechayev you the mezuzah? So, from reading the Gemara, it sounds like, well, they had a mezuzah on the door that Rav Huna would use to get to the Beis Medrash. So, what does that sound like? It sounds like it's on the right side going into the Beis Medrash, right? It's always going to be on the right side. It's on the right side going into the Beis Medrash. If you look at the Shulchan Aruch here, the Shulchan Aruch plays around with it a little bit, because he says, "V'im yesh bo pesach sheragil latzeis bo lebeiso, chayiv b'mezuzah v'oso pesach." If you have a doorway that you usually use to get to the house, so then there should be a mezuzah on that door going to the house. So it sounds like, what does that sound like? It sounds like it's on the right side going into the house. Right, and beyond that, that's almost crossing out the entire halacha. Because if you have a door going into your house, obviously you need a mezuzah there. Right? So what happened to the din, and how important, and which side is it actually supposed to go on? So in the what I put on for page, I think page 4 on the source sheet is the Emek Bracha. Well, it's like two columns, right?
Ayin Hey.
Simon Ayin Hey, it says.
Whoops. Okay, so go to page 6. Sorry.
Yeah,
so page 6 is the Emek Bracha. So Emek Bracha is the is Rav Avram Zev Pomeranchik. He was a Talmud of the Briska Rav. Wrote a couple of Sfarim, and apparently he passed away when he was very young. He picks up on this. Hey, wait a second. Which side is it going on? So if you take the bottom right column where it says V'haya Nira Lomar. So V'hayanira Lomar, he says, the Marisha Hekir Tzir Hay Besocha Beis Medrash. He says, must be that we're going to follow the Hekir Tzir. So what is the Hekir Tzir? So we've thrown this term out before. Hekir Tzir is the direction that the door turns, the hinges of the door are. That's the Hekir Tzir. And the Gemara gives that as a way of determining which way the mezuzah is supposed to go, on the way in or out. So I think he's using the terminology term here as just whichever way the rules of mezuzah tell you to put the mezuzah. So he says the Hekir Tzir is going into the Beis Medrash. If that's the case, it's not a door to the house, it's a door to the Beis Medrash. And even if the hinge is going into the house, still it would be a doorway to the Beis Medrash. Why? Because that's why the door was made, to get him into the Beis Medrash. Now, it's also to get him out of the Beis Medrash. But whichever way you're going first, that's the one that gets the mezuzah. V'chayisa kein l'kama gemar gabi babi kitonis v'gina d'lo azlim achar hekir tzir elo pesach t'bein trei bate, that we only follow the hekir tzir if it's between two houses v'chavayu ikir v'alim echad yosir ikir mechaver lo azlim achar hekir tzir elo achar abayisa ikir. Right? But if whichever way, if one of the rooms is for sure the main one, we're not going to follow the Hekir Tzir, rather we're going to follow whichever one is the main room. Now, how do you determine the main room? So that you're going to have to stay tuned for, right? And this is, of course, the Chabadniks don't hold this way. The Chabadniks say that we follow Hekir Tzir no matter what. I think we talked about that already. So he says...
Hekir Tzir means it goes opposite the hinge?
Hekir Tzir would be whichever way the door is going into, that would be the way that the... Yeah, that would be the way that the door should go. Right. Right. Whichever way, the direction of the door would be the direction of the mezuzah.
Okay. Okay, but which side? But is that the...
On the right side, I mean, whichever way the door turns, that's considered the main room. So there would be the right side going into that room.
Okay. Whichever way the door turns. Okay.
Right. But Ashkenazim say, I mean, everybody besides Chabad say that, no, we really follow the main, that's only a tiebreaker. The main thing is to figure out which one is the main room. Okay, so v'lefichach im einu ragil latzis v'lavo bo hu pater mitam pesach beis hamedrash. He says if he's not usually going back and forth there, it would be exempt because of the door of the beis medrash einu beis dira. Aval im hu ragil latzis v'lavo bo az mischayev hu mitam shepatuach l'makom achiyuv. But if it's a place that he goes, so then it would be obligated because of it opens to a place where he's obligated. So here it would be chayiv for that way anyways, meaning if that's going to be a way that he's going to use to get into the house, then he's going to be chayiv because of the way going into the house. But what is he clearly saying? If it's like the we imagine from the Gemara, that was the main way that these Tanayim would get from their house into the Beis Medrash, so then the mezuzah would go on that right side going into the Beis Medrash. Rav Moshe, however, Rav Moshe and his tshuva about going out to the porch, Rav Moshe says, no, Rav Moshe reads the whole Gemara as saying that, no, it's talking about going into the house. That would be the main chiyuv. I mean, the reason there was a basement, yeah, there was a door on the, there was a mezuzah on the door, but it's the mezuzah going into the house, not going into the base medrash. That's the way that that Rav Moshe reads it. But then he came across this important halacha in, this important piece here in the Agur Ba'o'alecha, in this sefer he was able to pick up. And that is, where is it? What simon are we up to in here? What did I put down? There it is. On ayin simon ayin hay.
Ayin hay, that was on page 4.
Yeah. So the first section he writes here, he quotes b'mezuzah halach achar hekert zir, that we always follow that the hekert zir. V'yeshli he stopik. So then he asks, wait a second. Ayim a hekert zir miyachis es ha-pesach rakel osu cheder she-heker bo. He says, what are we doing here? Are we trying to say that, well, we follow the Heker Tzir, or anything else, however we determine which way the mezuzah should go, so are we thereby saying that that room is the room that is chayiv, and the room that I am leaving, for some reason, is pater? I mean, there is an open question on this, as to, if you have a doorway between two rooms, why should you not require a mezuzah on both sides of the door? Right? Why not? Right? You're one door is taking you to one room, the other way is taking you into the other room. Mm-hmm. Right? So the way we normally think about it is, well, you're only putting on one room because that is the room that's chayiv. I mean, the room I'm leaving is pater. How can you say it's pater? It's my dining room, right? It's my, right? How does that work? So he suggests, Odilmar maybe, ha-hekertzi machriya rak heichan makom kviyas ha-mezuzah. He says, maybe the Heker Tzir is really just saying which is the side that you should put the mezuzah on. Ach shnei habatim chayvin b'mezuzah. But nevertheless, both rooms are still chayvin a mezuzah. V'shneim nifterim ayidei a mezuzah v'pesach v'shneim. And both of them are putter by way of a mezuzah that's on the doorway between them. Right? So that actually is a major relief for the mezuzah shaila people, because this is like the biggest question, trying to figure out when you have a first floor, right? You have a first floor of a house, right? And you have these circle situations, like in the Horowitz's house, right? So you have this circle, you have the staircase right in the middle, and you can walk around in circles. So which way, where do you put mezuzahs then, right? You can obviously be going in both directions equally. So you have cheshbonos, you try to figure out which is the way that you go more often, which is the, right? We'll get to those cheshbonos later on. But there's like a lot of pressure in trying to figure out which one is better. But according to this, and the way you normally think about it is like, oy gevalt, you put on the wrong side, you're like, not yotze. So according to the second shot here, right, it actually relieves a lot of the pressure. But it's, no, we're not saying that I'm defining one side as chayv and mezuzah and one side as pater and mezuzah. Both sides are chayv and mezuzah. They're both rooms. And you only get one mezuzah per doorway. So you're just trying to figure out, okay, which is the best side to put the mezuzah on. But just because I put it on one side and not the other doesn't mean I've exempted one of the rooms from their chiyuv of mezuzah. So that perhaps explains this whole thing with the base medrash. That the, and he explains this at the end here. I mean, it's kind of long. But at the end here, he brings Araya to this idea from our sugya by saying that what would be the if you have the house leading into the base medrash, right? And the Shulchan Aruch says, well, you know, this base medrash, it's a shayla and it's not so expensive anyway, so put a mezuzah there. And without getting into the diuk in the Shulchan Aruch itself, the implication is you're putting it on the way into the base medrash. Well, wait a second. If you're putting it on from the house into the base medrash, what are you not doing then? Right? You're not putting it on the door leading back into the house. Right? So how could you do that? How could you say, well, you know, this base medrash, maybe it's a suffik chiyuv, but and thereby exempt the house. So he suggests that if you take that out of the equation, if you say, no, just because you're putting the mezuzah on one side and not the other, that's following Hecker Tzir. But that's not defining the room that you're leaving as being putter from mezuzah. So that like makes it a lot easier to understand, right? No, the house is chayv in mezuzah. And there needs to be a mezuzah on the door that leads into the house, even if it's coming from the base medrash. Just because of the construction of that house, the mezuzah will happen to be on the right side going into the base medrash, as opposed to the right side going into the house, right? But by putting on the right side going into the base medrash, that by no means is saying that, oh, and therefore I'm putter on the mezuzah in the house. So that is I found that like a major relief while learning today, because that's like, you know, you try, you do the best you can trying to figure out which is the right way, but it's very often hard to figure out. But if you say that both sides are really chiyuv, it's only a shaila about which side to put the mezuzah on, right? So that makes things a lot more palatable.
That's still the emet bracha of someone else.
No, so that was the Ugur Bo'alecha. That was Rav Aaron Feldman's son, who wrote the really thick book that right, the big one that came out. Okay, maybe we'll do half of Yud Aleph here in the Shulchan Aruch and save the most difficult part for next time. So Yud Aleph Sukkos Hachag
B'cha. I had a question.
Yeah.
Just a comment. I mean, you can learn that from the pasuk. It says your doorposts require mezuzahs. It doesn't say rooms or anything. It's
right. Well, yeah. Until Beisecha, the Gemara learns out that the Gemara figures out the minimum size about Dalet al Dalet based on the word Beisecha. So a technical Beisecha is any room that's 4x4 amos. That's how you would understand it from the Gemara.
Right, it says, but you should write it on the mezuzos of the
mezuzos Beisecha. Yeah. So what Beisecha is not just of your house the way we mean house. We mean any of your halachic houses. So your halachic houses would be any room. Yeah. So the Shulchan Aruch comments here, right? Sukkos Hachag B'chag. He says if you have the sukkah on sukkahs, or the house on your boats, or the chenios shebeshukim, or the, and this is unclear what it means, but it seems like the offices in the shuks, or the stands in the shuks, so all of those are putter from mezuzah. Now, what's interesting is that it sounds like, if you look in the Be'er HaGola, it seems like this is all a Gemara. The Gemara only says Sukkos Hachag B'chag. It doesn't say anything about Bayi Shebesfina L'chen Yoshebeshuk, and that's learned out from later on. But anyways, that's assumed, right, that a Sukkah on Yontif is going to be Pater. A Bayis on a Sfina is going to be Pater, even if you're out there for a long time. So this we mentioned last week, right, that the Minchas Yitzchak says that even if you're out for a long time, you're going to be putter, as opposed to a caravan, where if you set it up in a place for a while, you're going to be chayiv. We raised the question about the RV. I still don't have an answer on the RV. You know, if where a person moves, but yet they generally have one specific spot. Maybe she went to Bala Kinwood last Shabbos to avoid the Shiloh on mezuzah to restart the 30-day clock. Maybe, I don't know. So then the last part is the most controversial, and maybe we'll save it for next week, but the shuks, the doorways leading to the stands in the shuk, so that's putter. Now, why is that putter? That's a bit of a, that's a question. Is it putter because you're not there at night? Is it putter because it's something that's very temporary? All right, it's unclear what that means. Is it a permanent sort of structure, or is it a temporary sort of structure? Right, a permanent sort of structure where the door is up the entire time, you just remove your merchandise at night. Or maybe you don't remove your merchandise at night, and you're just there. You're just never there at night. Or is it one of these like collapsible things that you see in Machane Yehuda, like the you know, like it just sort of like folds up at the end of the day, and it's not really a makom tira at all. And then what's the relevance of that towards our own office, you know, our own offices? What exactly is the chiyuv of, if any, of putting mezuzahs up in our offices? Maybe we'll save that for next week. There's a long place to chew on this. Yeah, but I think it's talking about the doorway into your little hut in the public space. Uh-huh. Right, presumably you have permission to be there, and that's I think that's the assumption. I mean, this is your you know, your orange stand or something, right? Yeah. So what's the status there? So all right, there's some run around out there. So maybe we'll stop here and musician pick up next week.
Very good. Okay.
Good call. Posting these.